A word for you from Jonah chapter 4 verses 10 and 11. And the Lord said, You pity the plant for which you did not labor, nor did you make it grow, which came into being in a night and perished in a night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know their right hand from their left, and also much cattle? These are the final two verses of this very interesting book that God decided should be in His Word. It teaches us great lessons. Of course, firstly, the main lesson, not to go in the opposite direction to God. When He speaks to us, obey. Otherwise, there are awful consequences. We looked at how Jonah was even suicidal in his rebellion, asking to be thrown overboard, that he would drown. But God, showing pity to Jonah, yes, this Jonah who didn't want that same pity shown to the people of Nineveh, Jonah repented in the belly of this great fish, whatever fish it might have been. The miracle really wasn't his swallowing, being swallowed and regurgitated onto the beach, but the fact that he repented. In that darkness, God gave him the gift of repentance, and he turned, read his repentance, and you'll be touched to see how a person can truly repent. But the people of Nineveh responded to the message. They weren't told, repent and believe and you will be saved. They were told, you are going to be destroyed in 40 days. They repented. They made even their cattle and all their animals to carry sackcloth and ashes, a sign of repentance. They didn't know much. That's why God says in this verse, they do not know their right hand from their left. They are ignorant. But with the little light they had, they repented. Jonah, on the other hand, has more feeling for the plant that kept him a bit cooler when there was a scorching east wind. He had more pity on that plant that died just overnight than he had on these 120,000 people. God's pity sometimes is so different to the little pity that we show. We ask for pity from God and for other people. We ask for forgiveness. And yet, do we show that forgiveness towards others? Jonah was a man who was prejudiced against these people, not wanting them to repent and find mercy. And we see here how disconnected he was. He didn't have God's pity in him. Do you have God's pity? Have you found God's pity, and are you showing God's pity and mercy to others?